Bandwidth for Vagary.tv podcast provided by CashFly at CashFly.com. That's CACHEFly.com.
Yeah, I gotta at least throw out the episode number, you know.
Oh.
Alright, welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 156. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
And Quarter Porter!
And Quarter Porter. It's a really dark beer.
It's delicious, though.
I'll take your word for it. And Jeff?
Hi.
And joining us this week is Don.
Hey.
Don's sober.
No, I'm drinking Guinness Draft.
You said it correctly. I finally harassed you into pronouncing it draft like you're supposed.
You know what? I actually wanted to say drought, but I figured, you know.
You should have.
I should have, you're right. What was
drought is a weather condition, not beer.
And also, according to this can that I'm drinking out of right now, it is also part of a beer. Just saying. How my American mind reads this.
Are you drinking a drought?
Yep, I am. I'm drinking a drought.
That's impressive, being a...
I'm a man
it's
of many talents.
Are you doing it ironically?
Always.
He's just totally fucking with people. He's like, haha, there's a drought going on, but I'm drinking it.
Also, that Budweiser Black Crown, not a fan.
Don't you? Well, I mean, it's Budweiser.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. I used to really like Budweiser.
Is that supposed to be like their high-end beer?
I guess.
Their premium beer?
That's Golden right. It's the beer that's supposed to appeal to people who want to move on to something more than Budweiser.
Yeah, not, no.
Why wouldn't you just move on to something other than Budweiser?
Right.
I'm ready for something that's not Bud, but I'm going to stick with this Bud.
Yeah, it's got a nice name. Label.
Is that like the black bottle?
Yes. Yeah, I believe.
It is a nice looking bottle.
It is, it really is. And it advertises that 6% alcohol very proudly.
That's probably all it is. It's just normal Bud, except they put more alcohol in it.
That's what it tastes like, to be honest.
Yeah.
There really isn't anything.
And they probably charge more for it, right?
Yeah, it is more, I think.
But I hope it would be.
So I'm very excited to finish this bottle so that I can move on to something nice.
Like Miller Lite?
No.
I'm all out of, like... I'll have good beer, so all I have is Miller Lite tonight, sadly enough.
Oh,
boo.
Yeah. Oh. I do recommend, Tony, have you tried Lagunitas?
Yes.
That shit's really good, dude, in my opinion, for the price.
The IPA?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could find it, the Maximus IPA is really good, too.
I don't think I've seen that. I've seen something else that they do.
Hmm.
They do a few beers. They have a coffee stout that's really good, too.
Coffee stout.
Yes.
Hmm.
Maybe that's what I saw. I don't know, but Lagunitas, like, regular straight-up IPA is fucking good. I like it more than Ranger. And for a while, I really liked Ranger.
Ranger, actually, isn't the best beer from them, the best IPA from them. You want the Rampant.
I don't know if I've seen Rampant. I probably have, but I don't know.
I always go for the high-end one. The Imperial IPA.
Nice.
Given my stature as the Emperor. Oh, no.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Chris is willing to bow down.
Sure. Yeah. And with that, I believe the show's over. So.
Thanks, guys. Join again next week.
I'm going to go to bed.
Hey.
Games. There's not many of them, so.
There are some.
Some. Not much, but there's some. Who wants to talk about something? Because I got about 5 minutes into that Deus Ex iPad iPhone game.
And you gave up because it was too hard.
Yes, that was it.
Is it actually too hard?
No.
Oh, okay. Tony, yeah. I can never tell if he's being serious or sarcastic.
No one can. My wife hates it, actually. I can't tell if you're being serious or not. Are you mocking me? I told someone at work that they were wearing a nice tie, and they're like, you're making fun of me. I'm like, no, I like your tie. All right, now you're really making fun of me. So now every time I see him, I'm like, hey, that's a nice tie.
Nice tie.
Nice. No. Deus Ex The Fall, not too hard, at least not from what I played, which isn't that much. So I've only gone through like, the first few levels. It's pretty.
Wait, is it actually like an action game, or is it like a bunch of mini games, or what?
It's a, I mean, did you play Deus Ex Human Revolution?
Negative.
What? Okay. Go now, get off the podcast and go and play Deus Ex Human Revolution. I'll come back.
Yeah, I believe it might still be free.
I think, you have PlayStation Plus?
Yeah, I think I added it to my card, and I didn't ever download it. I didn't have room.
Oh. But you can just like claim it though by just
yeah I did I'm pretty sure
so you got
I
it.
Hope I did.
If you can't make the space, just go get the game. It's like $12. Yeah, it's worth I have it on disc and it was I'm like whatever.
Well, I spent my $10 farming simulator this last day.
Well,
so.
I mean it's worth $12, but
remind me, I have to download Alice. What if it sails over?
You have PRP. To download Oddworld, which is Odyssey.
Jeff just like ran away.
He did. He just fucking threw his head up.
I gotta
download that now.
I gotta go.
Alice,
check.
Where are you?
Never mind that. Like he's gonna download it and it's gonna take him till next year to get into the system. Anyway, so
yes, we should talk about that.
We will. But
it's like
let's
talk about a real game first.
Yeah, let's. Well, I don't know about real. I mean, it's real in the sense that you know. It plays.
You spent a lot of real time downloading it.
Probably not that long. It's an iPad app, so didn't take that long. It, but yes, to answer your question, Don, it is a first-person role-playing game, action role-playing game. So
that's neat.
It's interesting. It plays weird. Like there is virtual sticks. The left side of the screen controls movement, while the right side of the screen allows you to kind of control the camera. So, you know, exactly like, you know, left and right sticks on a controller, except it feels really weird when you're doing it on a screen.
Yeah. Do your fingers ever slip off and then you die? And
Well, no. I haven't played enough of it yet, so that...
Oh, okay.
But I could see that happening, especially if they have some of the same situations that you do in the original, in Human Revolution, where, you know, you're at the top of a building crossing a catwalk or something, and you could fall off of them. So if that's in there, that could possibly hinder that. But it's a little weird. Shooting is done. There's like little icons. You could set it to manual targeting or auto targeting. I found auto targeting works a whole lot better. just because there's just too much going, like, you don't have the same control you do with a controller on a touch device. So it just seems to work a little bit better if you can auto target and, then you press the shoot button. And it shoots them. But it's still primarily, you want to play it kind of like a stealth game. You can run through, shoot everybody, but it's more beneficial for you to try and go through non-lethal or at least quietly, which isn't exactly my best play style, so. but yeah, I mean, it's pretty. I don't really know what the story is. It doesn't seem to be following anything from Human Revolution, but it definitely has that same kind of aesthetic to it. So, yeah. It's decently priced.
How much is it?
$6.99.
Oh, okay.
So, depending upon how long it is.
Yeah.
That's not a bad price for a, you know, if you can get a full Deus Ex experience out of it, or even half of, like, what Human Revolution offered, it would be a pretty lengthy chunk of game. So we'll see.
Nice.
But, yeah, other games. Tony, I think you downloaded something this week.
the new expansion Civilization V, Brave New World, came out this week.
Woo!
It's the best-selling game on Steam right now. So Jeff, it's not some obscure strategy game?
I wasn't paying attention. Alice, what?
Alice.
Civ 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm done with that.
So the new expansion is less focused on the military aspects of the game. Like the last expansion fixed like the AI combat and a lot of like it was really really military focused. This one is more aligned towards improving the elements of the game that were kind of ignored before. Like Civ has always had a bunch of ways to win the game. Like you could conquer the world. Or you could win a diplomatic victory by making everyone love you, or you could like build a spaceship and send it off into space. But the game was so military focused that all that stuff, all those other ways to win that weren't conquering the world were only really able to be accomplished if you just ended up conquering most of the world. So they were never really that kind of they were never really victory options. So this expansion is out there to give you some other ways to win the game. It plays a lot differently. I am actually a little bit lost right now playing through it because all of the priorities that I normally would have with building stuff are kind of messed up a little bit. They instituted a trading system, which makes going to war with all of your neighbors less desirable because then they won't obviously won't trade with you. They'll intercept your caravans or whatever. But the trading system is the best way to make money now. So you build a caravan or a I forget what they call the boat version of that, a cargo ship in one of your cities, and then you set up a trade route in a city in another civilization, and depending on how far away that city is and how big it is and what is in that city to trade with, you'll start making money and you'll start making research. And also by trading with that civilization, you will start to influence them to come around closer to toward your civilization's ways of thinking, like in terms of religion. If your city has a certain religion, you'll start influencing that other city to join your religion. So people will start to convert. And if your civilization has a particular ideology, then you'll start to like make the people in that other city start to see your way of thinking to be a little more appropriate and start to like turn your way. So it's kind of a cool way of influencing cities without conquering them. It also does a lot to encourage you not to make war on all your enemies, though I will say in my first playthrough right now, I was like exploring the continent and I was finding out who my neighbors were to see if they would be people who I want to trade with. So my first neighbor was like Venice. I'm like, okay, I can definitely trade with Venice. And then it was Morocco, and I'm like, sure, I can do Morocco. And then my third neighbor was Attila the Hun. The Huns instantly responded with a huge army and tried to conquer my civilization. So instead of getting into the whole like trading bit and trying it all out, I was fighting for my life. But so far it's been pretty good. I'm about 4 hours into my first playthrough. This really, really alters the gameplay. So I'm not really sure where I'm going to end up on whether that was a good alteration or a bad one. But I will say that providing people actual incentive for pursuing these other avenues of victory is pretty cool.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to make you rate it at a 3 no matter what.
I don't actually rate it. I just write the review. You rate it.
Oh, boom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be like, even if you're like, it's the best thing ever, I'm just gonna go 3.
Meh, 3.
It won't matter, you'll get outvoted.
Let's start again. 3.
By people who actually have ethics.
That can be persuasive.
Yes, I particularly like how Jeff was like, I want you to fix the review of the Lone Ranger so I can give this a zero.
I just nice. Don't feel like you hated it enough. I mean, I didn't see the movie, but just
like it right there.
It's based on trailers. I'm like, this looks like the worst movie ever made.
No, come on. We have seen some of the worst movies ever made,
true.
The Lone Ranger is not it.
But it just looks like the worst of the big bloated fucking blockbuster. Like, it just looks like everything that's bad about stupid shit like that.
Which are still better than the worst movies ever made.
Oh, it's up there on my list. I'd rather see, like, fucking Five Across the Eyes than...
No.
Like a 2.5 hour. Look, it's over quicker, okay?
Well, yes, there's that. That's the only positive. Like, that film, I don't know if you guys ever heard about this one that Jeff was talking about. It is a movie where, I swear somebody just took their cell phone camera and recorded them and their friends in a car for 80 minutes screaming at each other.
Like, they're supposedly getting chased or something,
right?
But, like, you wouldn't know. It was, like, literally if you were driving with your friends and pulled out your phone, like, let's pretend something bad is happening.
Great.
For 80 minutes.
Right.
Nice.
It's like the Blair Witch Project taken to its horrible, horrible end.
Yeah. Except that movie was really, really good. But yeah.
Right, that movie was good, but, you know, the yeah. bad
well,
version.
Right, like, if somebody, if just, like as Jeff said, if you're, like, out with your friends, like, hey, let's make the Blair Witch Project. Like, that's what comes of that.
It's like the terrible movies we make in, like, French class when we'd have to, like, demonstrate our French and, like, record ourselves. Those movies would all be terrible.
It would have been better if it was in French.
I used to make movies as a kid, and I'm pretty sure I've made better Blair Witch parodies than Five Across the Eyes.
You probably have, yes.
8-year-old pornographer Jeff Derrickson.
Nice.
I have some of those as well.
I'm sure you do.
I have one.
If you ever go over to Jeff's house, do not put a random VCR.
You just end up like zoned out in front of television anyway. Jeff's house is like VHS. All right.
For I don't understand.
So the Civ expansion pretty good, unless you're Jeff and he has no idea.
I think Jeff would like Civ.
I like Civ 5.
Okay, you would like Civ 5 too, and you should also play XCOM, you bastard.
I will say
download that fucker for free right now.
Didn't we talk about this like a month and a half ago?
But we've been talking about this for the last...
But I'm pretty sure every time I'm on, it's like, oh, Jeff, you need to play XCOM.
And Jeff keeps going, I will at some point.
Yeah, well, are you sure it's still free? Because I don't even remember.
It is. I saw it on there.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Just go to your instant games collection, like the one on the PSN store, and just download everything.
Yeah.
But then cancel the downloads that you don't actually want right away.
Right.
So it's just that locks you in to having them so you can download them when they're no longer available. Well, not forever.
As long as you're a Plus member, sorry. Right.
Speaking of Plus, has anybody, like, I mean, nobody here has tried it, but has anybody, like, let their Plus membership expire and then re-picked it up? Do you get those old games? Like,
yeah. Like, whenever Plus first came out, I had PlayStation Plus, like, the first probably 6 months. And then I couldn't pay for it, so I canceled it. And then I picked it back up about 2 months later, probably, and all my shit was still there. So.
Okay, so you lose it once you stop. Yeah, but then, like, if you pick it back up,
play those games anymore. Like,
you keep your discount games. Like, I'll keep Unfinished Swan and Alice. And
yeah, but you own those games,
right? You actually paid for them. You just got
the instant collection games. Like, once your subscription runs out, like, you can't play these games anymore. You can keep them on your system. You just play them. And then renew your subscription, like, in a week or 2 weeks, then you can start playing them again.
I'm just going to be pissed. Well, I probably won't re-up it next year because I'll eventually get a new system. But I've been getting it for free for 2 years. It's awesome. But, yeah, dude, Alice is already almost downloaded. That's fucking weird.
That's great because I had the exact opposite experience.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
God damn. I decide to download the thing. It takes, I was getting about 1 meg per second, so the initial download took about 2 hours.
It's a 12 gig download.
Right. Which is fine, okay, understandable. To be followed by a 1 hour install.
Yeah, that killed, like, cause, alright, we were talking on Monday, I was downloading it. And my download went fairly fast. Like, I mean, it was done in like about 80 minutes. Not super fast, but yeah. And then that hour long install, I'm like, fuck this game.
There's no reason for that install to take an hour. Unless the, I don't know anything about architecture of systems. That's fine. I have never had an install take an hour on the Xbox. I have never had an install take longer than 10 minutes on the Xbox.
Yeah, it's usually like 10 minutes.
I've done...
That's like all of the updates like combined in and then I have to install the updates.
No. Once you finish the install, then you have to download the 2 gigabyte patch. Which, for whatever reason, I don't think you're downloading it from Sony servers. I think you're downloading it direct from EA.
Yeah.
Takes even longer. It took me another 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Back to Alice. Never mind. It was almost done installing it or downloading an add-on. Hey, I have 68 minutes left, and I'm 1% done.
Nice.
Okay. Never mind. Either way, it's free. Or not free, but...
Would you pay $4?
Yeah.
It's $5 on Steam right now.
Mortal Kombat on the Vita is $5. Should I pull the trigger on that, or...?
Yeah, if you want Mortal Kombat.
Well, I mean, I have it on the PS3. I heard it's really good on the Vita.
Although, you know what? Like, you know, because space is a consideration on the Vita, you could buy that physical pretty cheap sometimes, too. It's gone down to $10 before.
I don't buy anything physical for the Vita anymore.
Really?
I'm not big on physical. I lose that shit, dude. I lost my Madden game.
And it's such a bitch to get out of the goddamn system.
Yeah.
Like, to getting that door open, and it's just easier for me to just download it.
But even full-on retail games, you'll download. Because, like, dude, all I have is an 8 gig, and it's like, that's two games.
I bought the big card, so I have 32 gigs.
I have an 8 gig too, Jeff, so I feel your pain.
Yeah.
I have plenty of games on there, but
I think I might play Vita again when Batman comes out. That'll probably be the next time I play Vita.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman game looks good.
If that...
I think that's the one to play it on, though.
Yeah.
It's coming out on both that and 3DS. I think the Vita version is the one you want to play.
Yeah.
I think so. I think you're right. I think it would be okay on 3DS, especially if you had an XL, but the display on the Vita is just nicer.
Plus, you'd have trophies.
True.
Yeah.
I thought I cared, but yeah.
What are trophies?
Took you about 5 hours, huh?
Five hours to install. I don't even think I'm going to play Battlefield 3 on PS3 for 5 hours.
Probably not.
Is it premium edition? Is it like have everything?
That's the other thing is that I think it's just a basic game.
Yeah, it's the basic.
Yep.
Wow.
So, I guess you get what you pay for.
Free is free.
Free is free, I suppose. I
mean, everyone plays fucking Metro. That's all they play is Operation Metro. So you're good.
Great. Well, I'd like to play something else.
Which is funny because that was the beta level, and
right?
Everyone was like, "Oh, I'm so tired of this." And then now you're like, "Yeah, that's the only fucking level that's played."
Yep. They play.
I think it's honestly, I think it's one of the more balanced levels.
Yeah, it's a really good level.
In the game. Like, I think there are some other ones that are fucked up and broken, but...
CN Crossing is also really good. Those are the only two off the top of my head that I can think of. There's a couple others that are pretty good in the base. Like, the base maps are probably the best overall. There's every map pack expansion has, like, one map that's really good, and that's about it. The other three or four maps are just okay.
That's a shame, but... Did you buy the premium, Don?
I had a review copy of premium from EA.
Oh, no.
And, some of the stuff was
indeed. Makes me want to cry, too.
Close Quarters was really good, but I think I was in the minority on that one.
Close Quarters was the one designed for more like team deathmatchy stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was really fun, I thought. But, like, I thought they did a really good job at it, but whatever.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
I thought what? Dom was going to continue on saying something.
I'm 12%, oh, no. Guys.
No, sorry.
I'm going to keep you updated on my downloads here.
All right, we'll see if we finish the podcast before finish the download there. Don, you've been playing your Vita.
Yeah.
What have you been playing on it?
Oh, man. Farming Simulator. Yeah.
You really like that game, don't you?
Like, I really like the PC version. Like, I don't understand why. I really don't. I can sit down and try to analyze it all sorts of directions, and I don't understand why I like that game. It's a lot of fun, though. The Vita version? Yeah. It's okay. It's really watered down, though. But I guess I only paid $10 for it, so.
So, like, it's not the same game?
It is, but it isn't. Like, there's still tractors and shit, which is cool. You can't mow grass anymore, which kind of not cool. Because, like, in the PC version, like, things took so long to harvest. So you would plant your crop, and you only start with, like, one field. So you plant your crop and all that, and it takes a little while for it to harvest. So you're doing miscellaneous shit in the meantime. On the Vita version, like, the crops grow so fast on beginner that you don't really have time to do the miscellaneous shit. But it was also kind of fun just to, like, mow the grass just for shits and giggles. You can't do that in the Vita version. There's not near as much equipment, which I guess is a good thing because I never really understood half of that shit in the PC version because there was a ton of options. There's really only, like, there's two harvesters, there's two seeders, there's two fertilizers, there's, like, basically two of every type of vehicle. There's a cheap one and a much better version. So I guess it's good for people that really know shit about farm stuff like me.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of options. But but on the downside, like, you know, once you buy the best one, then, like, what do you do after that? So I don't know. I mean, the platinum trophy is kind of, like, what's keeping me playing right now, plus the mindless fun, I guess, of harvesting shit, just driving a tractor. Tractor back and forth. It's
I feel the same way when I'm harvesting souls.
I don't know, like, it's fun for $10, I guess, but, like, after playing the PC version, it just feels like a really, it's kind of a letdown, because I was actually pretty excited about this. Now, the console version, though, is supposed to, like, be, like, the PC version only more, like, they're supposed to add more shit. There's no multiplayer to the Vita version, so you can't, like, go in and hang out like you do on the PC. I did that a few times. But I guess the only reason I'm really playing now is just something to do. Because my Vita isn't really, like, I played Persona 4 Golden for 2 hours and thought that game was complete ass.
The game that everyone loves?
Yeah, I think it's fucking terrible, dude. I would rather play my Farming Simulator. Way more.
Wait, what game sucks ass?
Persona 4 Golden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it's all story, and the story is just mediocre at best. Like, okay. 3 hours in, there was 2 fights.
I think we just had everybody just turned and it hates us now.
Well, no, they hate.
We're going to get fine. Hate mail from Baxter.
Yeah.
Coming after us.
Yeah, it's...
I just, house and demand,
I'm prepared.
I mean, the story is just, it's very mediocre at best. And this is 3 hours in. By this point, like, I should be enjoying the game, you know.
Oh, well, it is a JRPG. You need to play about 25 hours of that at this point.
No. If I don't enjoy it after about 2 hours, I'm done.
I've given it three hours.
So.
You should probably stop playing Persona, because it's an 80-hour or 90-hour game, so.
Oh, I stopped. I sent it back to Gamefly. But that was after 3 hours. So maybe 4, actually. But, anyway, yeah, that was just a Because I was actually like, you know what? I'm going to give this a chance. I don't like Atlas games, but I'm going to give this a chance. Because everyone's raving about this game. So, oh well. Farming Simulator it is.
There you go. Farming Simulator is better than Persona 4, according to Don.
And it's only $10. $10. I mean, that's not bad.
Can't say that about Persona 4, so.
That's correct. So, that's it. That's all I got.
Jeff, you play anything?
I played Bulletstorm.
Ooh. Yeah. You're only like 3 years too late.
Yeah. Whatever, $5. I didn't finish it yet, but it seems like it's pretty short. Like, I think
it's not long. It's like six hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm in like Act 3, and I looked up like how many acts it was. It's like 7. So yeah, I've only played like an hour or two. It's fun. Like it's just really dumb fun. I like the combination of the leash in your foot and shooting stuff and blowing stuff up.
Yeah, and like trying to figure out like different combinations for how to use the leash and different weapons and.
Well, yeah. Well, if you just like fuck around, like if you just like use the leash a lot, like it'll randomly fucking like knock people into stuff, and it'll, like a different thing will pop up. And you're like, what the fuck?
But yeah, but using the leash, like and your different weapons like will get you higher score like modifiers. So.
I have to say, though, my favorite thing about the goddamn game so far is the sniper rifle. Oh, my God, I love that thing, dude.
The guide the bullets around?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, it was like so how they used to do that back in, like, a lot of, like, old shooters where they have guided missiles. Like, I think, I want to say...
Unreal Tournament was the big one.
I remember...
To blow up the whole map.
Really?
Guided around, and, yeah.
I remember, like, I think it was maybe Perfect Dark or maybe one of the Bonds that you could do that, and I loved that, you know, but it was clunky on that. And here it's awesome. Like, it goes all fast, and then it slows down right at the end. And, like, and then the dudes will always try to run away from the bullet. You fucking go right at their dick. It's so cool. Yeah, but yeah, it's fun. Like, I paid, like, I think $5 for it, so I don't regret that purchase at all. Yeah, that's about all I can say about it. It's really dumb and fun. I remember Chris saying that, like, this is what Duke Nukem should have been. I think you were totally right on that, dude. Like, it feels like what Duke
Nukem should have been. It's dumb, crass fun, but it plays well, and it doesn't feel dated. Like Duke, the last Duke game really felt like it was 10 years old.
Yeah.
This feels like it could be 10 years old, but it plays like it should play today.
Yeah, plays smooth, and, like, it's fun, creative weapons, just over the top. Like, and the humor in it is, like, it's really, like you said, crass and just dumb, but it's actually funnier than the humor in Duke Nukem. Like, the banter between you and your robot buddy or whatever.
Yeah, and it only gets better because, like, he is slowly falling apart, so.
Yeah. Yes, it's actually like there have been a few times where I actually kind of laughed at what they said. So, yeah, good game. I guess I don't feel guilty for waiting because I got it for really cheap.
I still haven't played it yet, so
yeah. I'm just sad that like there won't be a Bulletstorm 2. Like it just it didn't sell well enough, and
which is sad because it seemed like it built a really good foundation.
Yeah.
Like, It wasn't everything the game could have been, but it was definitely like a good first step in that direction.
Yeah. And something that people can fly is way more suited to than doing Gears games, so. That's the developer that did Gears Judgment.
Yeah.
That was their next game.
You don't think there's a chance they could do Bulletstorm 2?
There's always a chance. I mean, Epic owns the IP.
It sold all right at the time. Like, it wasn't crazy. Like, they didn't sell what they wanted, I'm sure, but it sold all right, and now that it's cheap, I'm sure a lot more people have played it.
I mean, they did it... I mean, maybe something like this, where they're giving it, like, not giving it away, but basically giving it for a really discounted price. Last week it was part of the Xbox Ultimate Game Sale, and You're playing on PS3, right?
Yeah, I got it because at work they had it on sale for half off. It was $10 to begin with, so I was like, $5. I gotta try this at this point, you know.
Right. So it's cheap now. I mean, maybe there's always that chance, right? But I think they invested a lot of money putting into it, and then EA did not hold up their end of the deal. It was one of those EA partner games. Which is weird. You'd think Epic could just do whatever they want on their own.
Right. Apparently not.
Yep. I don't know. Maybe you're right, Jeff. Maybe we should all hold out hope and one day we'll get a better game.
I could see it maybe happening, and then they do it with lower expectations. You know, I don't know.
Sure. That would be cool. I mean, you haven't finished it yet, but it definitely leaves room for more Bulletstorm games.
Nice. By the way, I'm not paying attention to this story at all. All I know is, like, you and this robot guy have to get somewhere. And there's, like fucking weird fucking alien dudes everywhere.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
I mean, do you really understand the story of Duke Nukem? Like, there's aliens, you kill them, he says.
Oh, yeah, I mean. But, yeah, but that, like this kind of drops you in the middle of this whole, like, world where, like, you don't know what's going on, and I don't care to pay attention enough, but like Duke was just like, yeah, Duke is fucking Duke, and then aliens show up and you have to kill him. Like, yeah.
I mean,
yes, same thing.
You don't really know what's going on in this either. Like, there's some crazy shit you've crash landed on like some batshit planet, and
yeah, that's like,
There is like this, you know, the main plot thread is you trying to get to the spot so you get off the planet, but and there is like this other faction that you come across every once in a while that they do some backstory on where, you know, your team was framed for something and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, the story is dumb. You don't need to really be paying attention to it.
All right. Well, good, because I wasn't. But yeah, that's about it, except for Animal Crossing. Any good news from Animal Crossing?
I think good news costs you like 750,000 bells.
Yeah, the deck gets pretty fucking crazy.
So you added a second story to your house, right?
Yeah, except it's like smaller than the first story.
Well, because you have to keep expanding, right?
Yeah, I guess you could expand way more than I remember. Like, at least like at this point, I would probably be done with the game. But like, I guess you could add another rooms. You could add a basement. This and that.
Yeah, I've just expanded to the part where, well, I haven't actually taken the raccoon asshole up on his offer, but he wants to give me a second floor, so.
Oh, so you have the larger house.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't look any larger from the outside.
It does a little bit, I thought it does look bigger.
I don't know. It just still looks the same, and I walk in and then the house is huge. It's like, I mean, not huge, but like I had to move all my furniture out an extra block and which I really don't even have furniture. I just have, like, an assortment of knickknacks lining my wall.
I have pretty random shit. If you go on my Twitter, you can see some, like, funny-ass pics. That's, like, my favorite thing in that game is taking pictures and then posting them to Twitter.
I saw the picture of the dark woods or whatever.
Oh, like, where I'm standing in the woods wearing a leaf mask with an axe in my hand.
I laughed. I got a good kick out of that one.
It's like, it's like I'm like a camouflage behind the trees with an axe. It's fucking great.
Yeah. I mean, I see some people's pics and like they have like nicely laid out carpets and fireplaces and dressers and beds and wallpaper. And, and like mine is like I have like the World 1-1 background for Mario like on my wall. And then I have the blocks are my floor. And then I just have, like, random knickknacks lined up against my wall.
Mine is even more random than that. You should see, though, Aaron's house. Like, he's, like, OCD. It looks like a nice, like someone who's trying to keep, like, a nice house. You're just like, what the fuck?
Right. Like, that shit, like, I find totally crazy. Yeah, I think we talked about it last week where I'm really, like, OCD about how I pick my fruit and, like, I have a system where one day I picked fruit on like the lower level of my map, and then the next day I picked the fruit on the upper level, and the third day I picked the fruit on the beach, and so that there's always fruit to pick. And then I go to the island every other day.
Two other things. One, do you have Club 101, or not Club 101, Club LOL yet?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I haven't been inside it yet, but.
Other thing is, awesome way to make money. Aaron, like, credit to Aaron for this, but, like, he's, like, way rich in the game. You plant a lot of your perfect fruit. So, I don't know, what's your native fruit?
Cherries.
So you plant a lot of perfect cherries. Like, a lot of them. And then, like, you harvest them. And then you take them to someone else's town, and you get paid way more. I think you paid, like,
$3,000
per cherry. And then, if you could find... We need to make someone make their town a wealthy town, because then you get more, even. You go there and get fucking mad money for it.
I've been thinking about making my town a wealthy town, but it costs 20,000 bells to do it. I'm like, I need that money. I won't even like buy shit for the town because like I need it for myself.
Yeah, like some like to do like build a bridge. It's like 150,000. It's like what, dude? I need that for my house. Yeah.
It's like we already have a fucking bridge. We don't need another one. Shut up.
I want that game. Damn it.
Yeah, you do. You don't have a 3DS?
My son has a 3DS, but I have all the, like, parental, like, all the network shit turned off on it, because he's, like, 8.
Fair enough.
Well, take his 3DS, make it yours, remove the locks.
He is actually grounded, so I guess I could.
Until he's not grounded anymore.
I just find reasons to ground him again. See, right. That's how that works. Him. Exactly. What? Why are you looking at me like that? You're grounded. What? I didn't do anything. Exactly, you're grounded.
Another week for that.
Yep, stop bad talking, yep. You're grounded again.
So Don, master of release lists, is there anything coming out next week?
Hold on, actually I can tell you in 2 seconds.
Is NCAA coming out next week?
There's
this week, dude.
There's Shin Megami Tensei 4. Yep.
Dragon Warrior 7, I think.
Yeah, they're Dynasty Warriors, and then there is something called Time and Eternity with a really inappropriate cover on it. It's like two little girls that are like sexualized.
Fantastic.
Yeah. There's Turbo, I think, is coming out.
Oh yeah, that's right.
R.I.P.D. I don't know what that is.
That's a movie licensed game.
Okay. Memorukin Curse is coming to PS3.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, Face Noir is coming to PC. And that's about it.
Wow. So that's a... it's summer, so I guess that's...
Sign me up to play the games I already have. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic time for you to start XCOM, Jeff.
Yeah.
God damn it, Jeff.
I tried.
I'm not playing Bioshock Infinite till you play XCOM.
Ooh.
No. I'll spoil it for you.
Ooh. Go ahead. We'll see what happens in the Game of Year discussion.
I'll see it right now.
Yeah. Last of what?
If Tony doesn't play there's no chance of it winning Game of the Year, so.
I'm already.
You never know,
on.
I could play it and enjoy it.
Jeff has already resigned himself to facing the fact that those two aren't going to win, so.
Well, like...
Wait, Last of Us? No.
Well, like, I already would not choose Bioshock, strangely enough.
What? What would you pick over Bioshock? Oh, Farming Simulator on Vita.
No, he wants The Last of Us.
I would, at this point, I would choose The Last of Us, but at the same time, based off of that new GTA trailer, there's, like, no doubt in my mind... And in my mind, I can see that's probably going to win our show. I can see
Gran Turismo 6, that's right.
There are some GTA fans here. So.
Yeah, and you have a better chance of convincing me of that than The Last of Us.
Yeah, it's like one...
The Last of Us is not in my top 10.
No, well, I'm going to play 3. Did you finish it, Chris?
I still haven't finished it.
Okay. You need to finish it, dude.
I'm going to finish it.
Swear to me.
I will finish it, but I can tell you, like, I mean, we've had this discussion multiple times where it's just like, if the gameplay, if I have problems with it, like, it will not. Like, I love a good story, and I think it has a really good story, but that doesn't trump gameplay for me, and I have major issues with gameplay in this game, so.
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan.
But I hear the multiplayer is really good. So Jeff tried it out. Actually, did we talk about that last week, Jeff?
We kind of did. Like, I think it's good, but I suck at it, so I stopped playing it.
Okay.
Like, I was good for the first few matches, because that's when they throw you in with noobs. Like, it'll be, like, a bunch of people who are level 1, or, like, level 1 through 10. I don't know, like, 10 matches in, all of a sudden they're pairing me with people who, like, it looks like their entire life is playing The Last of Us. It's like, they're level 37, and the game's been out, like, a week or two, and you're like, dude, how? What are you doing? Play the campaign? Like,
oh. Right. Not these people, but it's the same with every game. Like, Call of Duty is going to come out, and in 2 days, somebody will be, like, level 57, like, because all they've done is for 48 hours straight is play team deathmatch.
How did you get 68 hours of play in 20 hours?
Right.
I don't understand.
It's like, it's physically impossible, but that's what you've done.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you, sir, are a winner.
You've destroyed life.
But yeah, I just need you to finish it, Chris, just so we can talk story, because, man.
Yeah. No, I'm going to finish it. I do enjoy the story. It's just, I am really thinking I'm just going to bump it down to easy so I can plow through the gameplay sections.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about the gameplay. I thought it was pretty disappointing. But it opened up really strong. And then, what's that?
Did you beat it?
No, I did not. I only played a couple hours. Like, it was during that time where I was in transition down here to my new place. So, I sent it back to Gamefly, so. I guess I could re-rent it.
Dude, it's kind of long for rental, but I guess you can hang on to it as long as you want.
I don't know if Tony's gonna play it, so.
No, that's probably not gonna happen.
not
after what happened with Uncharted 3.
Yeah, but I heard Uncharted 3 has a stupid story. This game has amazing story, and I don't know. You like stealth, like, right? So you might dig it more than, like, gameplay-wise, I didn't dig it that much, but I'd still pick it as game of the year right now.
Those are her knees. Okay.
Nice.
Wait, what?
I'm really confused.
Yeah. Confused is one word, right? No.
So, just for context here, we are a audio show. Jeff has sent us a picture of this game coming out called Time and Eternity. It's by NIS. It looks like a fighting game. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, it has this very stylized cover with two, I would say, very young ladies on the cover of them. Anime-inspired, if not anime, actually. And one of them, I'm not sure if she has legs.
But it's like two girls kind of sitting on a bed next to each other, and they look really young.
Is it a bed?
I don't know. They're sitting on something together.
They're sitting on eternity. Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Don't you know anything about anime?
Actually, I just think that's really bad artwork.
Yes, I think it is too.
Because
Dexter's going to come after us.
Yeah, I think it's really poorly designed artwork. Like that, the proportions seem off. Anyway, so nothing really coming out next week. Tony, we got any news?
We do have news. Do you want to start with happy news or really sad news?
Happy news?
Let's go with happy news then. The Last of Us, because we've been talking about that. Sony has announced that The Last of Us shipped 3.4 million in the first 3 weeks.
That's good.
That's not bad.
They're really proud of that number. Interestingly enough, 3.4 million was the same amount that Tomb Raider shipped in its first 3 weeks, and Square Enix threw a fit and said that they expected to sell 6 million. So,
well, yeah, that's a multi-platform thing there.
Sony is touting the success of this title for its 3.4 million. And
can I throw out my anecdotal?
Though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I throw my this is one of the few last few anecdotals I'll probably be able to do. Last of Us has been selling really, really, really well. So I find it hard to believe that. Well, maybe you're saying shipped, right? So,
right.
You know, it is true, like, in my store, I have, like, 11 copies of Tomb Raider New that I never sold. But, like, Last of Us has sold out several times now. Like, where it's, like, you go through the day, and by, like, 8 o'clock, it's sold out again.
Yeah.
Like, how many copies were you getting in?
You get, like, well, for the initial shipment, it was probably around 100. And then it sold out over the weekend. And then, like, each time after that, we would get, like, 20 copies. Okay. And they'd sell out in a day or two. It's been selling really well, and there's really, really positive word of mouth about the game. Like, people come in like, yeah, everyone just tells me that this is the most amazing game ever made, and I even had one guy come in and say, like, he's like, I heard it's worth it just for the first 10 minutes, and I was like, I remember saying that when I played the first 10 minutes of the game, and I was like, it's fucking amazing. But, yeah, the game has been selling well. It slowed a little bit, but I think when the actual whole numbers come out for like the last month or so, it's probably one of the biggest successes of the year.
I mean, we will get MPD numbers very shortly, right? Like,
it actually should have been yesterday, today, or tomorrow. It's usually around the 9th through 11th, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, with the 4th of July weekend, might have been a little later. So,
true.
Yeah. So, anything else?
Let's see, before we get to the sad news, GameStop has halted, and GameStop's not the only site that's done this, has halted PS4 pre-orders. It looks as if both the PS4 and the Xbox One are selling out everywhere, at least for those release day editions.
Yeah, Amazon is out of the Xbox One day one editions.
Yeah.
So is Best Buy. I saw Best Buy last night on
Best
Facebook.
Best Buy stopped, yeah.
So if you wanted to get your console on day one, you're SOL, unless you want to go to the black market, and good luck to you.
Pay a lot more fucking money.
I hear that Brian's trying to sell one of his.
Yeah, I was like, now's the time to consider maybe just like, because, you know, the launch content is not that compelling.
Nah.
I don't think either of them might fucking turn a profit. Could happen.
I don't know. I mean,
you're trading your memories. Stupid Capcom game.
I still do have an Xbox One and a PS4 pre-ordered through Amazon. I could flip those.
You could.
Really?
I don't know. I would feel really bad doing that though. Like flipping it for like, yeah, it'd be great to like make that extra money. But there's somebody out there that actually really wants it.
Right.
And I would feel really shitty.
Yeah, and you're going to make that kid's Christmas,
though.
Dude.
You're going to make my Christmas.
Happen. It's going to be what happened with the Wii U, which is people tried to do this. They ordered a bunch of them and couldn't get rid of them.
Right, yeah, that's the other side of it. I'm stuck with an extra $950 worth of hardware that maybe I can't get rid of. Or I don't make that money back on. So,
well,
I mean, there is that risk.
You said that with Wii U, right, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, that backfired on people, but I think this will be really hard to get before Christmas, alright? So you sell what you bought, you make some kids' Christmas out there, you help some really, you know, really, like, freaking out mom, whatever. Then after Christmas, you go and just buy one off the shelf.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, I'm getting mine. I have mine, like, paid off through GameStop.
But I'm saying sell yours. Don't even open it. Fuck it.
But I have two pre-ordered through Amazon as well. So.
Oh.
Why'd you pre-order them both? Just curious.
I pre-ordered on Amazon because, well, one, you don't have to put a deposit down on Amazon.
Oh.
But then I started thinking about it, and it was like, do I really want a $400 piece of hardware being left on my front doorstep?
Right.
Like, it's either that or take off the day that's supposed to be delivered. And I was like, you know what? I'll just
send it to work. That's what I do.
Could do that. But shit gets lost at my work as well, so. So I was like, I'll just go pre-order from the GameStop, because Jeff had said there were still pre-orders available when I did it, and I can just go pick it up and I have it, and I'll bring it home.
Nice.
And I just haven't canceled my Amazon pre-order yet.
Yeah.
I don't plan on getting two of each, so. At least not to start with, but. Probably not ever.
Why would you do that?
I gotta get two PS4s. I mean, that's the crux of having a gamer wife. So.
Ah.
Yeah.
Are you getting them? You're not getting them at launch, though, are you?
I don't know. I'd like to get one. I'm waiting to see. You know, we're still trying to settle down here in Texas, so.
Now, do you guys play together? Like,
yeah, a lot of times we play. We play on separate consoles because she wants her trophies, I want my trophies. We're that kind of couple.
But so, you could just use different accounts, right? Like,
not on PS3. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can only sign into the one.
Yeah. So we play Borderlands 2 on two different PS3s.
Exactly. Just like, what?
That doesn't make any sense at all. Like, you
it doesn't.
Different profiles.
I agree, but that's just how it works. So.
This is why trophies are dumb.
I agree.
And then
they're not carrying over, right?
And what?
The trophies aren't carrying over.
I don't know. I think they would. I mean,
they've already announced
that
they're not.
Oh, okay. Well, either way. She's going to, there'll be times where she's going to be playing her game, I'll play my game, that kind of stuff. And we play together sometimes, so.
Yeah, my thought was you could get, like, one of each, and then you have one in one room and one in the other room.
Like, yeah, I plan on getting an Xbox One as well, like, probably fall. If I don't have my PS4s by tax time, I plan on getting an Xbox One at tax time.
In time for Titanfall.
Yeah, and just in time for, not being late to the crowd, like, I still don't have a 360. So, yeah.
Alright. Was that it, Tony, except for the sad news?
Except for the sad news, yes.
Can we do one more before the sad news?
Yes, we can do one more.
Okay. I got one as well, so.
This is one, I don't think we covered this. Iwata was doing an interview, this is a guy at the top of Nintendo or whatever, and did you guys see this about how, like, why they don't lay off their employees?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, because basically, like, you know, they're not, they're kind of failing at the moment, but he's like, his philosophy, and I guess this is more philosophy of the East than out here in the West, was like, well, that, you know, satisfies investors for the short term. He's like, but I don't see how that helps us to create compelling content in the long term. Right. I just was wondering your guys' thoughts on that.
Eastern philosophy tends to differ from the Western in that when a company is failing, they tend to hold the responsibility in the leadership a lot quicker.
Yeah.
So if Nintendo was to restructure, the first person who would go would be Iwata.
And he also has taken a big pay cut. But, like, to me, that's how companies should be
run. Well,
it's easiest to hold the leadership accountable, but then again, when a company's in financial distress, the only way to get real financial relief is to let people go.
But if you're cutting these teams, like, it's just such a short, like, to me, the satisfying investors thing is such a short-term view of how you should run a company. It's like, yeah, you lose all these really talented people, like let's say you cut most of Retro out. How does that help your long-term future of, like, the stuff that you're going to deliver? Like,
it depends on how much financial distress you're in.
Right.
Like, if you're at a point where if you don't shed, like, you really need to stop spending, and, like, I mean, what do you do? Like, if you're at the point where if you don't stop spending, you're going to go under, and so you cut those jobs, like.
And then you give the CEO a bonus for
writing. Well, no, I mean, like, that's where it gets, like.
Right.
Really, really kind of. And right. You can see where people would get bitter over shit like that.
Well, there are also issues where when companies tend to have success for whatever reason, the things that they're doing incorrectly or redundantly, that kind of stuff gets glossed over. And so they tend to crack down on that stuff more during periods of distress. Because, I mean, when you're doing well, everybody's doing well, nobody cares that this department really isn't achieving as much as this other department, but...
Right, or you have 52 people doing the same thing.
Right. It doesn't matter as long as profits are huge. That's what matters in the end, and once profits aren't huge, then you have to start looking at that kind of stuff a lot harder.
Right. I mean, it's an interesting take on the fact that, like, especially as you said, where the leadership kind of takes that hit. That doesn't save a company any money. Like, if a company is hemorrhaging money, that's not going to save them money, like, because they're still going to put in a high-priced executive to fill that role anyway. Like,
right. They need somebody to do that.
Right. If a WADA gets cut, they still need to put in somebody that can run the company, and somebody that can run the company isn't going to come in at peanuts.
Yeah, but
they're going to get paid.
If his pay cut, you know, saves 20 jobs.
Yes. Then... No. And that's a true statement. But if you're going to get rid of a WADA. Like,
you're not
going to bring, like, somebody is not going to come in and run Nintendo for a dollar a year.
Plus, Iwata's under a contract where if you eliminate him, he's going to get X number of dollars, so that's going to cost you a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
The golden parachute.
Well, it was like, I had this conversation at work the other day about, I don't remember what company it was, but some executive came in, he, like, screwed up the entire company over his tenure there. And when the board got rid of him, he got like $140 million to go away. Like, that was his exit package, was that. And it's like that seems insane. Like, why would you pay somebody $140 million to go? But that's the contracts these people sign. Like,
right. When they were talking about what's his name from Xbox moving over to Zynga.
Right.
Like, there's a reason you become a CEO of a company. You are set forever, and your family is set for, like, the next three generations.
Yep. Yeah, it was a very smart move by Matrick to move into that position. I think it's beneficial to everybody. Because he is no longer in charge of Xbox. I got one other one before we move on to not-so-happy news. This is kind of one of those goofy ones, but you guys know what EVE Online is?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. This is the Nintendo thing?
No. I don't think so.
You said EVE Online, not EVO.
No, yeah.
Sorry.
EVE Online. Massively multiplayer online role-playing game that's crazy. So this guy spent years, playing EVE. And he bought one of the biggest ships ever made in the game that cost...
Titans or whatever?
It was something like that. It cost a real-world $9,000.
Whoa.
That's what it came out to. Like, the amount of... Because you can actually buy real currency.
Right.
Like, you can buy EVE currency with real money, and you could... Like, there's actually trades that way. This online virtual world has a, you know, they trade currency with real dollars. Anyway, this guy, so what he bought, this super carrier, cost $9,000, like actual United States money, and in moments, it was destroyed. Because I don't know if you guys have ever heard any of the crazy stories about EVE, but it's all like a political backstabbing and people infiltrating other people's corporations to get secrets. And I guess they found out this guy was going to buy this ship, which would make him one of the more powerful people in the game. And this other corporation made an attack on him and destroyed his... $9,000 ship.
Wow. Man, before he even knew how to use it.
Yeah.
Like, pissed me off.
Right? But I mean, that's what that game is. It's crazy. Like,
thank you.
I never want to play that game, but...
After hearing that...
Right, like, shit, yeah. But, like, the stories that come out of that game are so insane.
$9,000.
Yep.
Poof.
All right.
I would have cried.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I didn't even get to take a screenshot of it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Poor guy. I bet he's in some sort of rehab right now.
Probably in rehab before he decides to do that.
to play that much to get to that.
Yeah.
Level of commitment.
Yeah, and to get that amount of in-game currency that values that dollar amount, she's like, wow, and just to have it all kind of burned in a second. I wonder if that guy is just, staring there as his ship is being destroyed.
He's probably still staring at the screen, what the fuck is
he's, like, in a comatose state,
Honey, what's wrong? Nothing. Nothing.
Alright. Let's do it, Tony.
Yes, the sad news. We found out on Monday that, Ryan Davis of Giant Bomb, probably the most influential gaming podcast out there, definitely the most respected, passed away on July 3rd, apparently from natural causes, and there's been a big outpouring of grief amongst the gaming community. A very, very well-loved person who was only 34 when he died.
Yeah, and he had just been married the weekend previous.
Yes.
Oh.
It's it comes as just a huge shock,
especially so young. That's
yeah.
I'm 30.
It gave me pause. Yeah, where I was I went by my dad's and I was telling him about it. My dad doesn't know who the hell this guy is. I was just dude, and I was it might be smart to
hit the gym.
Yeah, because Yeah, they have not released why he died, right?
They just said, I believe Giant Bomb has updated their thing to say it was natural causes.
Yeah, he had sleep apnea, which I know I have, because the last time I was with a girl, she was like, dude, you stop breathing for minutes at a time during the night, and then you'll be out of nowhere like that. I'm like, that's, it's not good for your health. It's not necessarily deadly, but it can be, and it could be, I'm not trying to speculate too much here, but... It could have been just a heart attack. I think the way they reported it, I was like, dude, what if he fell off a ladder or something? We don't know. They didn't say shit. But
I mean, he was on his honeymoon. I was thinking maybe it was some sort of accident.
He fell off a boat or something,
right? Something silly.
Yeah. But, it's a very sad story, man. I listened – I'm not even a fan of the show, but I was listening to, their latest Bombcast, and it was, just pretty touching to hear them all talking about how they met him and, just funny stories about him and shit. But yeah, that's just mind blowing that 34 years old, dude.
You got to know about the video game media. They're all really young. It's not a position taken by 60 year old folks. So if somebody dies, it's going to be tragic no matter who they are.
Yeah.
And just to think. He just got married. Imagine his wife, dude. Imagine you just meet someone, or not just meet them, but you finally found happiness, you got married, and that week you die. The person that you married dies, and God, dude. I didn't, I followed him on Twitter, I read Giant Bomb's reviews, that's about the extent of me being a fan, but I was just I saw how much everyone else liked him.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a big blow to, a lot of people, I'm sure. I know people, that are our friends that were, crying about it.
Yeah, I know Chris is an avid fan.
Yeah, I'm really big fan of Giant Bomb. A lot of what this show has been kind of modeled after stuff that they do, just the conversational, just the way we kind of, talk about stuff and... that comes naturally from being friends with people, but, they're kind of the ones that really pioneered that format and...
Well, have you heard the latest Bombcast?
I haven't. I didn't know if I wanted to listen to it quite yet. Like,
dude, you should listen to it. You'd like it. Like, because it's not super depressing. It's just them having fun. I was like, man, I really like these guys are really funny, and they're just sharing really funny stories about him. Like, remember the time we broke this? Remember the time? Like, one guy's like, first time I met him, I walked into the bar, this guy's shithoused. You know, like this is really, like, I actually might become a fan after the fact, which is sad, but yeah, I could totally see what you're saying, though.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those, like, you don't expect it. Like, especially, like, I listen to the Bombcast every week, and, you know, his voice is one of those things that you just look forward to every week, and it's going to be different, that's for sure.
They had, like, 12 people on for the newest one. It was, like, they said it was more people than they, like, it was, like, probably most of their staff, you know, and they're all just, like, telling stories, but it was, like, they kept it light, like, it, like, 2 minutes in, they start, the one dude's like, Star Fox is out on the Virtual Console, that's pretty cool, like, they just, like, went off on that, like, tangent for 5 minutes. But, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it, except that's fucking sad. It really is.
Yeah, but it was also nice to see, just for as much bitching and vitriol that, like, the internet kind of puts out there, the way everybody kind of got behind and throwing support, you know, their way. So, I mean, it's one thing to be a fan of somebody and to, like, kind of be impacted by their loss, but I have no idea how it would feel to be them at this point. Like, not only was it their coworker, but, like, this is somebody who was their friend. Like,
yeah.
And so much of their personality is out there for the public. I mean, Giant Bomb is, it's all personality driven. Like, that's what that site is. It's through the podcast, through the videos. I mean, basically those guys on there, like, they have their dream job. They get to hang out with their best friends all the time.
Yeah, like, you know, one guy was sharing stories, like, dude, they met, like, when they were, like, 20-something. They've been friends way before they even got into this. Like, I think he said that Ryan was working at, like, I don't know, AT&T or something at the time, you know? Like they were friends first, even, most of them, so.
Right. And Giant Bomb came out of that friendship, like, obviously, they had all worked in the industry for a while by the time it had started, but, you know, it was a very tight-knit group, and to see the internet kind of get behind them, whether you're fans or not, or, you know, you just worked in the industry, to see everybody kind of throwing support their way, that was that's really nice.
And, well, the other thing about it, too, is it seemed like he was kind of universally loved, despite saying whatever the fuck he wanted. Like, I guess he was, like, the type of guy, like, at least this is what, from what I've heard from people, like, he'd walk in a room and the crowd would kind of start to form around him. He'd be, like, the funniest motherfucker there. You know, and it's, like, everybody liked him, you know. And I have a feeling, like, that kind of extends to the internet, too, which is, like, everyone just kind of, like, yeah, that dude's fucking cool, you know.
But, I mean, I've gone to PAX East 3 times now, and they've been going, you know, each time. This past year was the first time I got to, like, actually get in and see the Giant Bomb panel, and, I mean, he was just a great host. He just really knew how to hold the crowd and hold an audience in his hand, and, like, dude would do all of them, but, like, him in particular would do crazy-ass shit. Like, some dude brought up unmarked breast milk at the PAX East panel, and he did a shot of it right there. Like, it was just, like, just on a bet, like, for entertainment purposes. Like, it's just crazy stuff that you don't get that from everybody. Like, there are people that are informative, and there are people that, you know, you go to and listen to get your information, but they don't have that personality, and he kind of had everything going for him. It's a giant shame.
Yeah, it really sucks. I don't know what else to say about it other than that. Like,
yeah.
I learned more about the guy in this last week than I knew about him, but from what I knew, like, it's a big loss for everybody that did know him, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it's a big loss for that site. Like, I mean, just to kind of rein it in on that side of things, too. Like, I mean, how do you fill that hole?
Yeah.
Like, do you even try? Like, I mean, maybe you have to come up with something different instead of what they've been doing.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. But yeah, it's a really sad day for, you know, games industry. But it's been a sad week, I guess. Like, that news came out, what, Monday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose we didn't mention the weird part about it. At least it was weird to me, which is that, how did that news not leak, man? Because he died on the 3rd, and they didn't say anything till like the 8th. It was 5 days.
The 3rd was last Wednesday,
well,
like a week ago.
Yeah.
Right, it was last Wednesday. I'm so just wondering if, like, I mean, as Tony said, he was on his honeymoon.
Right.
That probably had definitely clamped down on some of it, because,
right,
you know, he was with his wife, who probably relayed the information to his parents. And then that information probably trickled down to, you know, Jeff Gerstmann over there and Brad and all the other guys from Giant Bomb. And then it just became a, like, well, what do we do with this?
Right.
Like,
I'm sure his colleagues knew within a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm almost positive. And then they probably were just like, well, let people enjoy their holiday weekend. They're like, that's not, like, dude, think of all the sad motherfuckers out there if they spread that news. But, like, just, dude, to me, bad news always travels so quickly. Like, I'm amazed, especially in this age, that they were able to contain it till Monday.
Yeah. It's crazy. But especially just the way everybody is so connected on the internet.
Right.
Yeah, like, you figure somehow, somewhere, like, someone would have said something, and then it would have just spread. Because, like, at that point, like, by Monday, he had probably already had the autopsy done. The wake was probably, I don't know when the wake was, but I would imagine by Monday, that's about the time it would be.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, because of the...
They were all in the office Monday and Tuesday. I don't know if they were there today, but they were in the office Monday and Tuesday. I saw somebody tweeted something at Brad Shoemaker asking, like, how the hell they could be there, and basically the response was, well, we couldn't just sit around and be sad at our house anymore. We needed to do something, and, you know, telling everybody and I guess working on the podcast to get all the people to come in and talk about them on there, and that probably gives them something. Like, they had to do something. That's, you can't just sit around, because
right.
Sitting around is the worst thing you can do.
Right, life has to go on.
Yeah. But, you know, I just figured, you know, maybe there would be an obituary in his local newspaper, you know, like something like that, you know.
I only know from my wife's parents, but that's all dependent upon, you know, the funeral home that's used. And it depends on where he went, like where he was at for his honeymoon. Like, his body might not even come home if they were overseas or something.
Yeah, I think that part of it might have held it up a bit. Just because I know from experience there's like a 4-day turnaround between death and wake, you know. It's like, this is 5 days before news broke.
Jeff,
you know what I mean?
From the time that he died.
Yeah. Before this episode of the podcast.
I resurrected him. It's fun.
But yeah, usually there's...
My black magic, all those souls I've been harvesting.
Usually within a week, everything's been done, and now it's been a week.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure the fact that he was on his honeymoon definitely delayed a lot of that stuff.
Because then they have to, like, get the body out of there. Like, Jesus Christ, man. I can only imagine what his wife went through coming home. And, oh, man, dude. It's horrible.
Yeah, that's... It's just horrible to think of, and just, I mean, she had to be sitting there on, like, what was probably the happiest day of her life at that point, to just turn around to, like, what might be the worst day of her life, like, just a couple days later.
Yeah,
it's horrible to think of.
And then, not to get too morbid, but do you guys see the one tweet he put out the day he died where he's like, I probably had, like, 10 to 12 hours of sleep, like, you know, over the last couple days. He's like, it's not like I'm going to die, but he's like, come on, vacation, man. Like, that was the day he died. He said, I'm not going to die. I was like, oh, shit.
Jesus.
That is, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
It weirded me out. I was like, never say you're not going to die. Get more sleep. That was another lesson I got out of that. Sleep more. But yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on off of sad stuff, because...
Sad stuff is sad.
Don, master of words right there. do we have any questions? I didn't see any come in, but...
Jeff?
I have a couple... Yeah, I have a couple that I got from Matt.
Okay.
He's directly to me, because he loves me. Fun.
Me.
Yeah, I just have a couple from him. I don't know if there's no others, huh?
I didn't see any others in our feed. I don't even know what the hell's going on in our show feed right now. So.
Yeah, there wasn't. Like, I tried to get some, but no.
People right. are potentially mourning us if we die. I think that's what's happening. In
yeah. I think that's what. Yeah.
Potentially, yeah. Like.
We got one from Who, Dexter, we've had on the show before. He's like, you know, if anyone else died on this show, you know, he'd be sad.
He shed a few tears for Fozzie, but he bawled for any of the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's nice to know.
All right.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate the fact that I was...
Right, like somebody will cry for us.
Take back what we said about anime earlier.
Only temporarily, though.
Mr. Too Fresh has a handful of questions. He asks, any exotic animal you want to try to eat?
I want to try to eat.
Wait, I missed the question. I'm sorry.
Any exotic animal you want to try to eat?
Oh, shit. No.
how exotic? Are we talking here?
I don't know.
Like, can I eat, like, a duck-billed platypus? Because that might be cool.
I want to eat a fucking peacock.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Why?
They're really colorful.
Yeah, I want to destroy something beautiful here.
That's a terrible reason.
The best thing
is that the colorful feathers, right?
I want something like that. Peacock glass.
I would like to try, like, a fucking, like, a boar or a buffalo.
I've had buffalo.
You should be able to get buffalo where you are.
Yeah, well, in Oklahoma you can. That's for sure.
You know what's weird?
You should be able to.
I thought they were extinct for the longest time. They exist, I guess, still.
Yeah. They still exist.
I wonder about, like, a great white shark.
Nice.
I mean...
But that's a tough-ass meat.
I mean, I hear people eat shark, so...
Right.
We just go all the way with it.
I don't know. I threw some out there. Tony, you got any weird one?
I want to try my duck-billed platypus.
Yeah.
Something that's extremely, like, endangered. Like the last of something.
Like a bald eagle.
The last of something.
Tony just doesn't want something that's endangered. He wants the last one.
He wants the very last of that species.
Oh, that's a great chicken wing. That's not a chicken wing. That's a bald eagle wing.
Just eat half of it.
And it's the last one.
just take two bites and throw the rest in the fucking garbage.
This tastes like crap.
That would be evil.
That sounds like Tony.
I would watch Tony eat that. Whatever.
Oh, this white rhino is so good. It's so good. Oh, no, I'm done. Got like half the rhino sitting there. Just eat a little bit of one leg and just let the rest of it rot. It's worth it.
On a somewhat related note, not really, but he asks, what is the best food dish you can make?
I make some really good pan-fried chicken.
I make a really good chicken pita. Like, I love it, but I don't think there's anything special to it.
Well, mine's all in the spices.
I'm really good at ordering pizza.
Yeah, I can make a great grilled cheese sandwich. You really enjoy it.
Nice. Grilled cheese, very good friends.
Making a grilled cheese is like there's skill to that. Like, some people fuck it up.
You could easily fuck it up. Like, you easily fuck it up.
Yep.
Like, there are people that always, like, either undercooked or overcooked. Yeah. Like, undercooked grilled cheese is disgusting, and then overcooked grilled cheese is burnt, so it tastes like ass. It's like, yeah, you could fuck up a grilled cheese. I grill, but I also like cook meats and stuff. I don't make dishes though.
I don't really make dishes, but like, I don't know.
I mean, I could season myself some steak or some fish, but that's not really a dish.
My fried chicken is like world famous, so it's all good.
You make good fried chicken?
I make good fried chicken.
We're going to have Don cook us some fried chicken at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I believe. Have you lived in the South?
I live in the South.
All right.
It's breaded. It's good. Oh, it's so good. God, I want to fry me some chicken now.
I mean, is the chicken really known in Oklahoma and Texas, though?
Not really. Just something I do.
Okay. Because
like, I'm really good at it.
I'm not doubting your chicken cooking skills, but when Jeff asks if you live in the South, like, when I think of the South, I think, like, Kentucky, Tennessee, like, it's not really...
Yeah.
It's the South.
Right, but, but, like, I mean, honestly, like, you don't get much more South than Texas, right? Like,
true.
But, yeah, when I think of the South, like, Tennessee, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Get it?
They do... Like, from what I've heard, they do the best barbecue. Like, you can't even find barbecue in Chicago as good as the South. Or fried chicken, probably.
Yeah.
Well, the South works. I mean, like, barbecue in Texas is probably better than, like, barbecue in, you know, Virginia. It's just technically the South.
Barbecue's pretty good down here. It's good in Oklahoma, too. But...
What the fuck was I gonna say?
Man, we're gonna take a road trip.
I found a good dish that I just made, and I made it, and it's so good. Chef Ramsay's scrambled eggs. I don't know if you guys have seen that, like how he makes scrambled eggs, but I did it, and it's amazing.
Alright, well, so run it by us.
Yep.
Well, basically, all you do is put like 3 eggs in a pot, basically, and some butter. And you turn on the heat, and you take the pan or the pot on and off the heat. Like, you keep fucking whisking it, right? On and off, on and off. When it starts to kind of form, you take it off the heat, and you put some creme fraiche in there. I used sour cream because I couldn't find creme fraiche. And then you add in, like, salt, pepper, and chives, and just whip it up. And it comes out like just like the consistency is super light and almost not consistent at all. It's not like the rubbery fucking scrambled eggs I've been eating my whole life. And oh my god, it was like almost too much flavor. It's really good. I recommend just go on YouTube and Google Ramsay's scrambled eggs. Very good.
Have you guys seen the South Park episode with cream fraiche or whatever?
No.
Say what?
God. The one where Randy's, like, obsessed with cooking?
No.
I think I might have mixed that one.
Oh, God.
I'll have to look that one up.
Never mind.
I'm just saying, if I've been watching enough, like, Kitchen Nightmares and stuff, I'm going to become amazing.
You made a few things that you posted pictures on Facebook and Twitter. Looked pretty good.
I did them. I did.
I don't remember what they were, but they looked pretty good.
Yeah. I'm amazing. I'm surprised you didn't know that before. Alright. Mr. Too Fresh again. If you could star in any type of movie genre, what genre would it be?
Like, as the star?
Like, I guess he's saying, like, if... Would you like to be, like, an action star or, like, a horror movie star or...
Well, dude,
I mean, clearly I am an action hero. I think that's undeniable.
dudes never survive horror movies.
Yeah,
so rule that out.
I'd like to be able to come back for the sequel. So
yeah,
maybe an action comedy.
I would prefer to be like a comedy star, like fucking, I don't know, like Seth Rogen or something. Just because I don't see myself being the action star. I look at my physique, I'm like, I could not. If I could, I would be fucking like the next Bruce Willis.
Yes, like, comedy just takes, it's so hard to get right.
Well, I'm not saying I'm good at, I'm saying if I could.
Oh, so like if you knew you were good at it.
Well, look, if I had my choice, it would be an action star, but I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, but they could probably make you look good in an action movie.
Yeah, they can do some pretty serious shit with cameras nowadays.
Right, and like get you body doubles to do stunts for you. And
fucking shoot at low angles so I look tall and shit.
Right.
Or shit. Wait, are you short?
I'm like average. I'm like 5'8", 5'9".
Oh, that's not average.
How dare you?
Like 6 foot average, dude.
No, it isn't.
It is too.
Look it up in the book.
Okay, I'm sure look it up now.
Alright, I'm looking it up right now. So
I'm 5'8 and 3/4". I guarantee you that's like right in the fucking average.
I think 5'10 is
5'10".
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Jeff, you're short.
No.
Not by much, but short.
I tower over my boss, god damn it.
But your boss must be a dwarf.
I was gonna say the same thing.
He's like 5'6", maybe.
His boss is Peter Dinklage.
He's 5'6", and he has a Superman belt.
Nice.
Nah, he's cool, dude, but...
You would be average height in Argentina, though, Jeff.
I was probably average height in, like, the 80s. But all you fucking gorilla motherfuckers keep growing.
And Brazil, you'd be average height in Brazil. Okay. And you'd actually be tall in Bahrain. Like, you'd be like a giant there. Their average height is 5'5".
You got some bad gene pools over there.
In Iraq, you'd be a giant too, but that's probably not a good place to be.
I don't think I want a giant.
You don't want to stick out there.
Indonesia is 5'2".
Really? For a male?
Yeah.
How tall are the women? Like fucking 3'10"? What the fuck?
4'10".
Oh. Wow, dude. I'll put this on the record. I probably have a blast there. I love short girls. To me, 5'2 or lower, and get the fuck out.
Vietnam also 5'5" for male.
I know one of my future careers is going to be. Well, I don't know what I'll do over there, but I'll do something.
At least you know where you're going. That's a foot in the right direction.
I want to live multiple lives, basically.
But Jeff, I guess Indonesia and Guatemala are for you. That's where the shortest women live. Oh, wait, no, Bolivia. Bolivia, four foot 8".
Wow.
Is it average?
That's
the average female height.
That's sexy. What's up, Bolivia? I'm sure we have listeners there.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have to go that far, right? South America. So.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
I got anything else? Yeah. Yes. Hot dogs or hamburgers? If so, what do you put on them?
Hamburgers, cheese.
Cheese.
I'm done.
No, like ketchup or?
No.
Fuck ketchup.
God, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
This is a hard decision, though.
Same with, like, if I eat a hot dog, also the same thing. Cheese, or I eat it plain.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Dude, my son does that, too.
You have the palate of a 4-year-old.
Also, I with a hot dog, I prefer to not have a bun.
Yep, same.
What?
Yep.
You eat it like a kid where they chop up dudes.
I cut it off. I cut it up and put it in a bowl.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right, so if I'm eating a hot dog, I'm putting probably like a Dijon mustard and sauerkraut and hot peppers on it.
I'm done right there, what he just said. No bun, though. That's great. Just chop it up.
Chicago style is too is good too, but I have to take the onions off.
Yeah, I don't
really?
Like onions. I can't do onions on a hot dog.
Oh my god, guys.
So, I used to love onions. My wife's like, no kisses after onions, so I've learned to rule that shit out.
Explain Chicago style to me, because I probably won't eat 90% of the shit that you put on it, but let's see if I can eat any of it.
Regular Chicago style is mustard, onions, relish, hot pepper, or not hot pepper, sport peppers, and tomatoes, and then maybe some fucking, like, salt shit, but...
Really? You add salt to a hot dog?
Yeah, I've never had it with salt on it. But.
It's not salt. It's like a mixture of salt and pepper, I think. But, like, if you go to some of, like, the underground places or, like, there's a different style of Chicago hot dog outside of that, and that is basically just mustard, onions, and relish. And then maybe, if you want them, sport peppers. So it's, like, a little bit less. A little less busy.
Yeah, no.
The one I go to, it's amazing, is...
Is that the one that was underwater?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's that. It's the second version, but I usually just get mustard and onions, and then that's it. I don't like relish that much. And they put the fries on the dog. It's so good.
Nice.
Chili dogs are good.
I can do chili. I mean, I need a bun with that, because obviously you need to hold the shit in, but...
Chili cheese dogs are good.
I can do that. I like myself some chili.
Tony, are you saying that you go hot dog?
I might go hot dog. I'd have to have two, though.
Yep. Two hot dogs with sauerkraut, brown or spicy mustard, and I could do without the peppers, but, you know, peppers would be a bonus.
I love sauerkraut. Stuff's so good.
Sauerkraut's awesome.
I love bratwurst. I like bratwurst more than hot dogs.
Yes, bratwurst with sauerkraut, spicy brown mustard. Oh, God.
On a
pretzel. My mouth's watering right now.
Pretzel roll.
Oh, God. You're just making it better and better. Keep going, man. Just keep going.
I do like a hot dog wrapped in a pretzel.
Yeah. Dude, that's Sonic. Do you guys have Sonics up where you guys are at?
Not really.
We have real restaurants here.
The two... Two Sonics opened up by my house. They both closed down.
Nice. So anyway, Sonic down here, they have...
I've had it. Dog
down. That's fucking awesome, dude.
I haven't had the pretzel dog.
Yeah, it's like it's not wrapped in it, but it's like the bun is made out of a pretzel.
We have places with the burgers like that.
We actually have a place called the Philly Pretzel Factory. And, I mean, it's a chain of these stores in Philly, but they sell pretzel hot dogs.
Nice.
If I had to choose, and I like a really good, like, cheese and juice is like my favorite thing ever, but if I had to choose one for the rest of my life, I go burger, and I will put, what will I put on it? I'll put cheese, like American cheese, onions, red onion, lettuce, and ketchup.
So do you prefer American over, like, other cheeses?
On a burger?
It's like, I would prefer cheddar if I had the choice. Or pepper jack cheese. Yeah.
To me, cheddar's too busy on something. Like, it's too flavorful. Like, I like cheddar, like,
stuff.
I like to buy, like, the Merck's cheddar, like, spread cheese spread and put on a cracker. But, like, if it's on a sandwich or something, I like American. Or just by itself, I kind of like American. I love cheddar cubes are good.
I mean... Going back to my burger with just cheese, I could also add bacon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, bacon, oh, fuck yeah. Good.
Bacon's good on, like, almost anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything almost. Enough.
Really, you don't even need anything else. You just have the bacon.
Yep.
Yeah, you could do that.
Salad. I don't care.
Bacon salad? Just a bunch of bacon?
Well, yeah, that's like a common topping, like...
No topping. There's no lettuce in a bacon salad, just a bacon salad.
We were at a breakfast on Saturday, and my wife and I ordered an extra side of bacon.
Nice.
Bacon's good.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Jeff?
Yeah. Let's see. I think he had one more. Yeah, what? Will this year in gaming be better than last year's? Yeah. I feel like it already has been.
I think this question gets asked like every year.
Sure.
What came out last year again? I don't know,
dude, but like this year has had like Tomb Raider, BioShock, fucking Last of Us, like
I feel like last year was the year of the really good but not great game. I think that was the one thing about last year. Like there were a ton of games that came out last year, but it lacked those singular perfect titles.
Oh, Medal of Honor. Warfighter.
God. There you go. I just already this year there's been like several that stand out as like big Game of the Year nominees. Like where last year was like there was Mass Effect 3, which everyone was bitching about. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like there's been real standouts.
Last year it took until the holiday season to really get going on that. Like it was really light up until that point.
I don't know, I thought March had quite a bit of stuff. Maybe it's just me and my odd taste in games.
Well, I mean, do you remember what came out last March?
Yeah, like Resident Evil, Tiger Woods, not Resident Evil 6, Operation Raccoon City or whatever the fuck that game was.
You're right, it's just you.
Yeah, it is. Birds of Steel? Come on, guys. Tiger Woods?
Kingdoms of Amalur?
Kingdoms of Amalur did come out then, yeah. That was February, but yeah, that was really good.
There was a couple other that came out in March that I was like, ooh, nice. Yeah. And I know more like, oh my god, amazing, except for Tiger Woods, but.
KOA stuck with at least a few of us all year, so.
Oh, that game is so good. Love that game. Also, quick update, I don't know what happened, but Alice is done downloading.
Nice.
Alright, well, the show did not beat it then.
Yeah. Like I remember though, like a half hour ago, it was only like 60-something%. So
it had to have ended in recently.
Yeah, maybe it sped up, or I don't know. But yeah, it's done. Less than 2 hours to download a game. Be happy, enjoy it.
Oh, Crusader Kings 2 came out last year too. Just saying.
Early on too, like February.
Yeah, like January, February, yeah. Game of the year.
XCOM came out last year.
True.
That was October.
Yeah. That was a good game, too.
Halo 4.
XCOM was the game of the year for that site we all used to write for.
XCOM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Did you fucking orchestrate this, Tony?
There may have been a vote.
I don't remember this.
So we can totally look at... Here was the top 10 last year from Vagary.tv. New Super Mario Bros. U, number 10.
Nice.
Far Cry 3 was number 9.
Bullshit.
Mass Effect 3 was number 8.
Lame.
Crusader Kings 2 was number 7.
Yeah.
Kingdoms of Amalur was number 6.
Should have been higher.
Journey was number 5.
Lame.
That's not a game.
Exactly.
It is a game. Borderlands was number 4.
Lame.
Halo 4 was number 3.
Lame.
It's a nice choice.
The Walking Dead was number 2.
Game wrong. Seven.
And XCOM Enemy Unknown was number 1.
Yeah.
And Halo 4 was really close to overtaking Walking Dead as well.
That's wrong as well.
It was within a couple points.
Should have, because The Walking Dead was in the game.
Easy there.
Nice.
It should have been like a game of the year for broken things that walked in.
Oh, shit.
Broken game of the year.
That's right.
We might be able to do that this year, so. Alright, I believe that's it. Unless Jeff has any more questions, but I don't think he does, so.
I do not.
We will be back next week. I don't know what we're talking about, but we'll be back.
America.
I'm going to try... you know what we didn't talk about, Jeff? You're going to talk about this next week. We didn't talk about The Walking Dead, 400 Days.
Oh, yeah. Did you play it?
No, I have not. So we'll talk about it next week when I do play it.
Yeah, I want to hear what you think of it. Like, I thought it was pretty good, but it's just, you know, just not as good as episode 1 through 5. That's all.
All right.
I thought it was like a 4.
clearly a three.
Some people thought it was a three.
Here we go.
But we'll be back next week to talk about that. I still have Survival Instinct sitting on my my desk, so I should probably play that or send it back to Gamefly, one or the other.
Survival Instinct? What the hell is that?
The Walking Dead.
Oh, dude, that game was terrible.
Yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to play it.
Holy shit, you haven't touched it yet?
No, it's been sitting on my desk for like 3 weeks.
Dude, it's bad. It's bad. It's so bad.
I know. That's how I want to play it, because I like having a nice list of bad games for end of year. So I can actually, like, go, these games are awful.
It was like a mediocre PlayStation 2 game. Not even that. Not even mediocre. It was like a bad PS2 game. Like, it not only, like, played bad, it looked bad.
Now I really want to play it. But...
It was, God, it was disgusting. I'm surprised I sat through it as long as I did, and I didn't sit through it very long. It was pretty bad.
So you didn't finish it?
God, no. There's no way I could finish that. Like, even if they'd sent me a review copy of that, I could not have sat through that. I would have had to have been like, Chris, I'm going to mail this to you.
you won't finish this shit.
Yeah, you could finish it. I'm sure you could. But I personally could not finish this, no matter how. You couldn't pay me to finish this.
I can't believe they're still charging $50 for it, though. It's crazy.
I know. There's some other game that came out that was pretty bad this year, too, that I thought was bad. And I was like, shit, they're still paying like 50, 60 bucks for this? Really? They did that with X-Men Legends. Or X-Men.
Destiny.
Yeah, Destiny. They did that for a long, like, it was 50.
They're still charging that.
Are they still?
No one's still, no, I'm saying that no one was still paying that. No one's buying these fucking games. No one's buying Survival Instinct anymore. There was all these people coming in, I'd be like for Survival Instinct, I was like, okay, I'd bring them up, like, is it good? I'm like, I heard it's, like, not that good, but, like, there was a really good one last year you could buy on disc now. It's only 30 bucks. And, like, so many people still bought Survival Instinct. I hate you.
Oh,
like,
man.
This is Walking Dead Call of Duty, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, people tried to return it because there was no multiplayer. And I was like, dude, you're an idiot. And I'm sorry. Like it says on the fucking box if there's a multiplayer or not. Like, look at the thing on the back. Like, it says one player. Get the one that's one player and good.
I mean, I suppose you could play two-player if you get a friend to sit on your couch and experience this shit with you, That's the only multiplayer you're going to get.
Do a little commentary.
you could give it to your friend and he could hate you. All right, well, that's it. Let's wrap this up. Next week, Walking Dead, 400 days, maybe some Survival Instinct. As I'm sure there's some other stuff as well.
I will have more of, I'll finish Bulletstorm probably. That's probably it. Animal Crossing updates.
I think Jeff should download Assassin's Creed 2 next week and play some of that.
Why? It's going to be free?
Yeah, that's the free game on the 16th.
Yeah, because, like, I played some of it, actually. I played, like, 2 hours of it before, and it was way better than one, but, like, I still was just like, fuck this game. You know what? I probably have Alice for next week. I played Alice again, and it's still the best game ever made.
You know, except for all those, like, great Mario 3D games.
No, but, I mean, as far as, like, there's not a lot of great 3D platformers, especially M-rated. I don't think there's any except for Alice.
Yeah,
like,
probably not.
I fucking would marry that game.
Speaking of 3D platformers, new Ratchet & Clank game was announced today. And they're going back to the original style, and it's coming this holiday.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
For PS3?
For PS3, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that it matters much, but I'm trying to ride to hell Retribution. So.
Yeah.
Oh. Saying. We're going to have you back on.
Yes. Yeah.
It's been at the top of my queue now since you guys told me that I should play it, and I still haven't gotten it. So apparently it's pretty popular, even though it's got a Gamefly rating of 2.1 out of 10.
I need
that's
the fucking
awesome rating.
I don't remember seeing a rating that low in a long time.
That's fantastic. So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. Do it for us.
Okay, we're going to have to have you on and hear about that one.
I'm fine.
All right. We're out. Say goodbye, Jeff.
Goodbye, Jeff.